Zelensky's declassification of intercepted Kremlin intelligence projecting Putin's disapproval rating could hit 33% by September's State Duma elections, represents a significant escalation in information warfare tactics. By sharing these internal Russian polling projections, Ukraine is essentially betting that exposing Putin's domestic weakness will encourage either internal opposition or reduced international support for the war.
The strategic implications of these intelligence disclosures are profound. If Russian internal polling genuinely shows Putin's approval falling to historically low levels, it could explain the increasingly desperate military tactics we've seen in recent months. Putin may be calculating that he needs a decisive victory in Ukraine before domestic opposition becomes unmanageable, which could lead to more aggressive escalation.
Putin's counter-narrative claiming strategic advantage, even as Ukraine reports reversing Russian territorial gains, illustrates the information war dimension of this conflict. Both sides are fighting for domestic and international perception as much as physical territory. Zelensky's decision to release intercepted intelligence suggests Ukraine believes transparency about Russian domestic challenges serves their strategic interests.
The intensity of Russian attacks has clearly escalated, with Zelensky reporting 1,920 drone strikes in just 1 week, ahead of the G7 summit in Evian, France. These numbers represent a significant increase in the tempo of operations and suggest Russia is trying to demonstrate strength precisely when Western leaders are meeting to discuss continued support for Ukraine.
Russia's deployment of nuclear weapons in Belarus, with Foreign Minister Lavrov describing them as a shield against NATO during his Minsk visit, creates new escalation dynamics in the region. This isn't just symbolic positioning, it changes the actual nuclear threat calculation for any NATO response to Russian aggression and complicates Western military planning significantly.
Germany's commitment to building Europe's strongest army and hitting a 5% GDP defense target represents the most dramatic shift in German military policy since World War II. For a country that has maintained relatively modest defense spending for decades, committing 5% of GDP to military expenditure would make Germany's defense budget larger than most other NATO countries' entire government budgets.
The Marine Corps F or A-18 crash near Mount Rainier that sparked a wildfire adds to ongoing concerns about military readiness and aircraft maintenance. While crashes happen, the frequency of military aviation incidents has increased over the past year, raising questions about whether expanded operational tempo is straining maintenance schedules and pilot training programs.
Defense Secretary Hegseth's dismissal of munitions shortage concerns as a manufactured story conflicts directly with assessments from military leadership, including General Kelly's disagreement. This civil-military tension is particularly concerning when the U.S. is simultaneously supporting Ukraine, maintaining readiness for potential conflict with China, and now potentially preparing for military action against Iran.
The Chinese researchers flagging engine vulnerability in NASA's moon lander represents an interesting form of technical diplomacy. By publicly identifying potential safety issues with American space technology, Chinese scientists are demonstrating technical capability while also potentially offering subtle cooperation on space safety issues despite broader geopolitical tensions.
Trump's posting of Kim Jong-un summit photos to fuel speculation about renewed North Korea diplomacy suggests the administration is exploring multiple diplomatic tracks simultaneously. Managing negotiations with Iran while also potentially reopening dialogue with North Korea would represent an ambitious diplomatic agenda, particularly given the interconnected nature of these relationships with China and Russia.
The DR Congo Ebola outbreak, reaching 782 cases and spreading to 2 additional health zones, creates potential security implications beyond public health concerns. Disease outbreaks in politically unstable regions often exacerbate existing tensions and can trigger refugee movements that destabilize neighboring countries, particularly in a region already facing multiple humanitarian crises.